Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review from RAIN News. I'm Brad Hill. This week, Apple and Beats. YouTube infuriates indie labels. Amazon's music service takes shape. Billboard and Twitter. And Project 72. It's the largest acquisition in Apple's history by far, and it meaningfully reshapes the streaming music landscape. Beats Music, only 4 months old, was purchased by Apple, along with Beats Electronics, which makes the popular headphones. Assuming the deal passes government review, Apple will pay $3 billion to absorb Beats, $500 million of which is accountable to the music service. Beats Music has 250,000 subscribers, and they are its only revenue source, so Apple will pay a whopping $2,000 per existing Beats user. Economics aside, the focus is on talent acquisition, notably production powerhouse Jimmy Iovine. He's the Beats co-founder who will join Apple as, well, his title will be Jimmy, and he'll keep doing what he does. Observers wonder whether he can possibly replace the lost creative force of Steve Jobs at Apple. Current CEO Tim Cook is more of an operational mastermind than a visionary pioneer. Time will tell what this deal means for Apple in the long run. Investors did not move the stock much one way or the other. Private investors, though, whose money is in Beats, were certainly celebrating. We do know that Beats Music will continue operating as Beats Music after the deal closes, at least at first. In other words, it won't be rebranded with Apple. And Apple, which for years scorned the streaming music model during the heyday of iTunes Music Store, has now successfully vaulted into a crowded field. Well, better to be on the field than on the sidelines. Time will tell whether Jimmy Iovine can combine Apple's technology resources with his music connections and marketing savvy to really make some noise in streaming music. There's some bad blood between YouTube and independent labels around the world. Those labels are represented by an organization called Worldwide Independent Network, and it issued a public protest of YouTube's allegedly threatening negotiating tactics. Google's YouTube is setting up a new streaming music service. We've known that pretty much as fact since last fall. And it is now offering a licensing contract that the labels call unfair and is non-negotiable. One label owner called it insane. As of now, the two sides are at a hostile impasse, so stay tuned. Another long-rumored new music streaming platform is reportedly taking shape, this one from Amazon. The company itself is not making any statements, but there is leakage from undisclosed sources. According to that information, Amazon is licensing content from major and indie labels, specifically songs that are over 6 months old. This interesting catalog strategy is probably cheaper than including current hits, and it falls in line with Amazon Prime's other media offerings like movies, which are also second run for the most part. The new music service will be folded into Prime, which had 20 million paying members in January. That's a big number, by the way, twice as many subscribers as Spotify has, for example. Amazon users pay less, too, than Spotify subscribers do, and arguably get more with movies, TV shows, and free shipping of Amazon purchases. So music, even a reduced catalog, would pack more value into an already successful plan and might even steal share from the standalone music platforms. Billboard and Twitter launched their previously announced real-time song charts. These interesting lists fluctuate in real time depending on signals received from the immense flow of social data emanating from Twitter. The collaboration with Billboard is Twitter's second foray into music, which it says is the most popular subject in all of its tweets. Music service Spotify expanded its international reach by launching in Brazil. That was a foregone conclusion, actually, tipped off when the Swedish-based service ran job listings for positions in a Sao Paulo office. A little late to the party, Spotify joins Rhapsody, RDO, and Deezer as competing services in Brazil's large and quickly growing economy. This week's copyright conflagration is about a loophole in the U.S. Copyright Act which leaves pre-1972 records unprotected. That means that digital music services, including internet radio and satellite radio, are absolved by law from paying royalties when they play those records. Oldies, of course, are popular, and all that use represents lost revenue to whoever owns the masters. SoundExchange, which collects and distributes label royalties, started an awareness campaign about this called Project 72. Dozens of musicians, young and older, signed on. The campaign is coordinated with a new bill introduced in the U.S. House of Representatives called the Respect Act, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. The music is by Valtteri Kujala. Look him up on SoundCloud or visit valtterikujala.com. Remember to subscribe to Rain News for the daily update, the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.